I speak to you in the name of one God who creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen. Proof of the power of prayer, and really, is there anything else we need to say? We're done. No, we'll get more than that. But man, what a game. In the Episcopal Church, we are not known for giving witness, for testifying to our faith. But it's All Saints' Day. It's the day when we remember and honor and even call upon those who have gone before us in our faith. And we give thanks for their presence and their witness in our lives. And in that vein, I want to take a moment to testify today. Last Sunday, I walked into my office, and I don't normally listen to voicemail on a Sunday morning. Don't do it. I won't get it. But I, for some reason, hit the voicemail, and it was a message from a woman named Ari Jeter. And I grew up with Ari and her family at St. Paul's Pomona as a child. Ari was calling because her mother, Clara, had been put on hospice and was wondering if I would participate in her burial when the time came. Well, the odd part is just that week, I had spoken to a different member of St. Paul's Pomona, and I had asked about Clara, because I did not get my Christmas card last year, and mine wasn't returned, and I wanted to know if something had happened. And so as I listened to this voicemail, I thought, Holy Spirit, you show up in some surprising ways. So I spoke to Ari, and I said, I'm happy to do whatever, but I really want to come and see your mom. It's important to me. So I drove, and she said, we live in Banning,